Wednesday the 20th of February, Purim, Kossen, Baba Yehuda, Yoda Rubenstein, Who Can You Believe?
The Seder, of course, features the most critical, I suppose, mistake that Klal Yisrael ever made, which is, of course, in the Maaseh of the Eagle. And the Pasuk says, V'yar ha'om k'boshes Moshe already in the heart. And Klal Yisrael see the Moshe of the Leaves coming down from the mountain, they call them Al-Arin, and they gather against Aaron, V'yar me'alob kum asalon Elohim, make for us an Elohim, asher yechul fanina, which can go before us, we don't know what's happened to him. Rashi says here in Interchant Tzach, when it says the Yahon ki boishes, Rashi says boishes means to tarry or delay. And then he goes into an explanation as to exactly how they came to make the Eagle Azov. And everybody knows this, it's obvious. So what happened was, Omalahem v'sleif arboim yoyim ani ba b'tzeich shesho. So he said to him, I'm going to go up there for 40 days and 40 nights. They thought that day, which we're speaking to them, was part of the minyan. So that which wasn't, because he said he was going to be there for 40 full days. And therefore, as they calculated that day as being part of the minyan, then naturally they expected him to be back earlier than he was, because he didn't mean that to be part of the minyan, and that's why they started the challenge. Does anybody here have any difficulty with this Rashi? The Rashi is really quite simple, huh? Why did they have difficulty with the Rashi? What's the shred with Rashi? Now, I know you're going to tell me that Rashi wasn't actually born yet, and he hadn't written it. But the Sfora, what's so difficult in understanding that Kenzai and the reason why Moshe has come back late from the mountain is partly because the day that he spoke to us wasn't meant to be part of the Cheshbon. If it wasn't back, part of the Cheshbon, he's going to be back in a few hours' time. Half a cop. Don't worry, Gargamesh, and we'll see him in a few minutes' time. Why didn't they come to that shot? And of course, everything that flows after that, like this great disaster to Klal Yisrael, which leads to every subsequent disaster in Klal Yisrael, as Rashi points out, it all flows from this. There is a tremendously interesting Rabbi Rucham. Rabbi Rucham in Sefer Bas Kochum Musa says in Maimat Tzadik Beis, you find this in the first Kedek of Bas Kochum Musa. I don't know if you enjoy learning this. I think it's one of the most profound Machshava Svarim that you'll come across. And he starts off in this manner by saying the following thing. Ha'ikar ha'rishon sha'al ha'odom leda, hu yedei sachid. The essential thing, he says, for a person to realize is the nature of getting things wrong, of doing an avera. Ha'tayra kulam alamedes es ha'odom ahusa shalchid. If you look at the Torah, the limit of the whole of the Torah is teaching you where mistakes, where chatoim come from. And this springs from every posuk in the Torah. Now he brings an interesting minor. Everybody knows in the 10th perek of Yirmiyahu, there is an entire perek devoted to an explanation as to what Avodah Zorah is. How does Avodah Zorah work? And so the Nabi says, you went into the forest and you took a piece of wood and you carved a piece of wood and you covered it in gold and you covered it in silver and you made it in the shade and you bowed down. How ridiculous. That's not what Hashem is Baruch like. Hashem is Baruch is controlling the whole world, etc., etc., and then back to Avodah Zorah is. And the whole perek is there to explain to us exactly how Avodah Zorah is ridiculous. But as for Rabbi Rucham, we really needed a Novi to tell us that. We had to devote an entire perek in Nach to telling us the difference between Avodah Zorah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says it this. In Hirena Mikan, Shatoyim Ono Be'emes Be'inin Avodah Zorah. So the Avodah Zorah that Klal Yisrael are about to develop in the Maaser of the Egel Azov, which Taka is exactly that, we make a fundamental and essential mistake in our understanding of what Avodah Zorah is. Sha'ana Medamin, Shakol Inin Avodah Zorah, Mehevel Yisrael. We think Avodah Zorah is being nonsense, as being stupid, as being childish. So right, demon cousin, but Moshe. I think it's just pretend, it's nonsense. Oh, the MS Hayerimon, the Arach, the Kor, Perik, the Barach, looking being about his own barrel. And yet another year we all spend the whole Perik devoted to telling us the distinction between Hashem's Baruch and the Void of Zara. If you need a Novi to draw that distinction, that means that it's not clear. It's subtle. It's close. You take need a novi to tell us that distinction. Because be'emes is a mokum litos. Sheyesh loy l'avodah zorah be'emes koiches gedol tzim zgavim. There is be'emes, when it comes to avodah zorah, incredible koiches that could make Klal Yisrael fall into the trap of thinking, Taka, this is the real thing. This is the real deal. Atorach akosu v'galusei neina la'raz lo l'chalukim. And that's why you need psukim to tell us that these Taka are a difference. And missing out a bit, he says like this. Ezula amazu, osa elokim, rabbanu shalom, famous positive gehelas, for every positive is an equal and opposite negative. Merkava tamea kenega merkava kedusha, for everything of kedusha there is an equal and opposite negative. Skoma shiesh be kedusha yesh bo ba tamea, at shiesh lo merkava hatoma gam be nevim. That means to say that there is an equal and opposite even when it comes to nevim. Menaba oisim ataki gives nevius to them, just like the meiser of Eliyahu Novi and the nevi habal, says Rabbi Yerucham, Nevi Habal were taki Nevi'im. They taki were Nevi'im who could be Menar. They could tell them things that were going to happen. They had koichos. It's just that the koichos, instead of coming from there, came from there. But taki, they had koichos. Let you know Nevi Sheker. Ki hinei Nevi Sheker shematzina b'ksubim, the Nevi Sheker that we talk about in our Nach, you have to realize, ki goi nechananin shechalik al Yirmiyah, like Hananiah, who fought against Yirmiyah, Lohishakronim ba'alma. It wasn't simple. They were just fools or just liars. Nevi habal shin. Chazal call al shev chadam koru habal. They said that the Baal should answer it. Hariposhu lo daba kana koso eidishakronim mashigoy. That whole story, that episode of the fight of Eliyahu Novi and the Nevi habal was not a silly story. Nevi habal haya nevi manish. Says Rabbi Rabbah. The pack of nevi. Shagam heim menavim. Ela shenavosam kablam memokam achir. Now this opens up a whole new set of thinking. That means to say that it's very, very subtle where a person can make a mistake and go wrong, even to the extent of the Nevi Habal, or to the extent of an Egel Azov. And Taka, if you consider the Ramban points out exactly what went on here, it's nishtazoi poshut exactly what and how they made a mistake. They see the Moshe is not come back from the mountain, and Taka they believe he's dead. Rashi says that the sultan actually showed them a picture or a vision of the a stretcher taking Moshe Rabbeinu to Shemayim. Ooh, that's convincing. Says Rabbi Yerucham, that means that Klal Yisrael know from just a few seconds ago when they were all Levim and had heard the Shem Yisbarach speak, had now reached the Madrega, all Klal Yisrael of Nevi Sheker. They saw a Nevius, and the Nevius of Moshe dead. But that was Nevi Sheker. They'd reached this from Madrega. And they said to the Aaron, make for us an Elohim as a result of that. Was that a God? Was that a Avodah Zarah? No. Not necessarily. The Ramban points out Elohim. It simply means a dying of it. It can be called an Elohim. It means a power. Asher yelchol lefenei, which will go in front of us. Kizeh Moshe ha'ish. Why do you say ha'ish? They know Moshe is a man. Kizeh Moshe ha'ish. They don't think there's a banana. Why do I have to say Kizeh Moshe ha'ish? They want a replacement for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's quite innocuous to begin with. We just want a new Moshe, a new leader. Who will go before us? Not a God. And even when we make this golden statue, the golden statue which Taka walks out the fire, the golden statue through which Hashem will speak to them, is that such a crazy and alien idea to Yiddish guys? How did Hashem Yisbarach speak to Klal Yisrael? Through the Kruvim, which were two gold statues from between the wings. But even that, it's very subtle to know exactly when the Yetzer Hara is interfering. So says Rabbi Yerucham like this. And the Apostle says, Ki yokin bekebecha Novi. It talks about Novi Sheker. And you're able to do incredible miracles. Indeed, like a statue walking out of the flames. Aboha ois o moitas, etc. Lo tishma el debri anovi, who, etc. Even after Hashem, Hashem is tested. But he's the Rakosha Shalalito is Achri Oiso Moises, Ke'ena Elalisa. So they're telling that this whole thing is Taka in the soil. That means to say you can see phenomena like that. You could have been there at the time of the Egel Azov, and the whole thing, go through all of that. And that was in the soil. Amal Kaponim Harehem Hoye Nevi'im. Or Me'ena Nevi'is Nabat, where did the Nevi'is come from? They became Nevi'i Sheker. Onam Eshelahafi. And here's the bottom line. Eshelahafi, it is possible and conceivable to distinguish. Ultimately, you can distinguish. Lahafkin bin Nevi Emes to Nevi Sheker. Imagine the standing there. Would you be able to distinguish? to be able to distinguish, you can. Elisha Tzorech Azeh Hafchona Gedoila. But Rabbi Yisrael, you have to know that to know who is Emes and who is Sheker, Ataka takes a lot of thought. The Ezem of Arlono Yirmiyah, that's what Yirmiyah is telling us, Shagam, Sheyeshtam, Kaichas, Gedonim, Niskofim, even though the incredible Kaichas of Ayazorah had, they could kell you, or many Gemaras of that, if you desire to kill somebody, they could make you rich, they could give you power, which would be very enticing. And that was Mamosha, that was Emes. Ava, because there, Esher, Vetzari. But despite all that, it's possible and essential. Lahafkin bin Emes, the Sheker, for a person always to help cop. Between that which is Emes, the Sheker, bin Merkoba, Kadush Latimia. Between that which is Emes, and true, and that which is false. Yeah. Yeah. I want you to consider for a second in our short time that we have together this idea of how do you know if somebody is Emes? Is Taka an Emes to confess? It's a challenge that we always face in our life. It's something that we always have to invest in, avada in the crucial area of Yiddishkeit, but all the way through life. If somebody wants you to go into a business deal, if somebody wants to be a partner with you, if somebody wants to give you advice, how do you know who to trust? Who is Emes to confess? Have you heard of something called George Burns? He's an American actor, Yiddish. He was known as the Doyen of the American stage. Apparently here in London, there's a place called the London Palladium. Now, I know you're not ahead of that. But the London Palladium is a theatre here in London. Apparently he's still performing when he's over 100. That is lying. Burns used to say the secret of acting is sincerity. If you can fake that, said he. In fact, in our society, I mean, what's more enticing in Western society than an actor? But an actor trains with tears and with expressions to be sincere. I remember just recently hearing, reminding me of the story when I was a boy, once heard of a medical practice in Wales, where in actual fact, they found after 10 years of practicing, one of the doctors was not a doctor. Not a doctor. It wanted to be a doctor. It must have been a Jewish parent somewhere. I wanted to be a doctor. Oh, anyway, but he saw it, must have read something, and this fellow had helped and contributed to appendectomies and various other things. They forged the whole thing. The clear was that when they discovered him and they uncovered him, they went to the Hebra afterwards, to his patients, and they wanted him back. They got the better doctor than the real doctor. Not a Mr. Drosha there. But how do you know somebody's telling you the truth? How can you hold calm? So, I want to give you Italian Alshech. Those who know me will know that I was going to tell you Alshech anyway. The Alshech Kodesh gives us two insights into this, which is taka is interesting. Let's go back to Bereshis. In Lech Lecha, by Hira of Boris, there was a famine. By Yerad Abram Mitzrayim of Lagurshom, ki kovat arav Boris. Terrible famine. By Hikasha, Hikri Lubo Mitzrayim of Yom Al Sora Ishta, hine no yedati. Now I know, ki isha yifat marimot. There's a lot to say in that. Now I know that you're very, very beautiful. The Holy Kiyira Oscha Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim see you from a Ishta's Leis for Harga Oisra Ziyachta. Remember the Gemara in Megillah, Gimel, the Sarah was amongst the four most beautiful women in the world in history, and this is a huge Sakana going to Mitzrayim. Ina no Achosya, everybody knows, say that you're my sister, Laman Yitav Liba Barech, so be good to me, well, Nashabik Alech, and I will be saved, and they won't kill me. So, we'll talk it exactly as he worries about came through. Now, Yikavo Abram Mitzrayim of Yir Mitzrayim of Elisha, Yofahi, which is beautiful, Ma'od. And Yir Oysa Tzari Paro, the Halalot Isa the Paro, so they offer the Pharaoh to Yir, they pray for the Paro, but Tilka, but Isha made Paro. Tzari gets kidnapped. And Abram Hiti Bavura, but he loves Zoyin, Bokach Marim, Bavoni Mishpachos, the son of the Mother. Make lots of nice presents to them. Now watch. The Yenaga Hashem is Paro and the Goyin Gimel. And Paro gets smitten with terrible diseases. As Beisai and all the people in his palace, Al Devar Sorai Ishus of Rome. Because of the Maestro Sorai Ishus of Rome. If the state of Beisai, there's an extra word there, two words that we don't really need. Ishus of Rome. Oh, Sorai was Ishus of Rome. I didn't know that. I've not read the book before. I mean, why did it say Ishus of Rome? But Yikro Parala of Rome. And Parakos of Rome. But Yama, and he says, Mazlo is a season. What do you mean? Lama lo Higadzali ki Ishtakaki. Why didn't you tell me she was your wife? Lama Mata Haisi. Why did you say she was your sister? I took her in innocent. No, she's your wife, take her and go. Now, if you didn't know the story, and we didn't have our Masara, who's the good guy and who's the bad guy in this story? So Abraham, he's the wife of the king, he's embarrassed the king, he's called the king to make a mistake. No, really, the MSC would need a George Burns. You would really need an actor to read this Fawcett properly to get the whole gefeel. It would be like this. The Yikra parallel. Maza Sassisani. What's done to me? Lama Lai Gata Wiki Shai. Why didn't you tell me she was your wife? Lama Mati Achai. Why did you say that she was just this? And that's why I did it in innocent. Now that she's your wife, take her and go. But they also point out something strange. First of all, if he's completely innocent, why does he get these nasty diseases? And if he gets the nasty diseases, I can understand. But what about the people in the palace? Because it wasn't the paragraph, but the people in the palace that got it as well. My voice are, these are the words of an actor, of a Baal Sheker, but you have to look carefully, often, to see the ends, just like Rabbi Yerucham says. You have to have chona deloyer. You have to proper and careful consideration to see the emes. Let's consider this. Para, it takes Sora into the palace. What do you think she said when she was taken into the palace? Well, the Pasuk tells us of the Al-Shech. It says, the Yinag Hashem is Para Nagoyim Vilon. Para got nasty diseases. There's Beisai and his palace, and the people in the palace. Al-Davar Sorai. Ashes of Rome. Now I translated it, which is how it's normally translated, because of the matter of Sora, Ashes of Rome. But they also said, Al Devar, the word of Sora. What do you think she said when she was taken to the palace? And a married woman! To which Parah said, look, a minute ago you said you weren't married and he was your brother. And now you're saying that in actual fact he's your husband. Well, as you're the most stunningly beautiful woman in history, I think we'll just stick with the first version. Right? It was Al-Davar Sorai he gets this terrible disease, and as the people in the palace, the other people heard what her screaming and the married woman and didn't intervene. It's only when Yosef Asadi comes along and changes Egyptian society that Para becomes all powerful. Before then he's just the first amongst equals. The dukes and the other people could have protested, and Taka, that's why, because it doesn't make sense. What happens next? Para turns around and he says, why did you tell me? Why did you do that? If you're after you're married now, if you woke up next morning with covered in boils and all sorts of diseases, who would you phone? I'd phone the doctor. He phones the wrong. Why didn't he tell me? How did he know? Why didn't he tell me she was your wife? Who told him? Sarah told him. But listen to the words of the night. Why did you tell me? If only I'd known. He knew right in the beginning. Al-Dwar story. But he wasn't interested. Now you see, Mamish, the exact same idea with another phony. And that's back at the second episode of Sora being kidnapped and taken as a wife. But you saw this is in Perikol in Vayera. But you saw more in Mishal Avram the Yatzuk Anega the Yeshu Ben Kodesh Ben Shur the Yavam the Gror the Yama Avram El Sora again Ishtai Achazi and Avram said about his wife that she was his sister the Yishlach Abimelech Melech Gror Abimelech sees the most beautiful woman in history in Chapsa the Yichak Esori takes her. Now this is clever. Now this is quite a Baal Shakram. And again, as Rabbi Yochanan says, you've got to have Hachana Gedoyah, you've got to be very, very subtle here, because he's not only going to try and fool other people, he's going to try to fool a Kodesh Baruch. Now that takes guts. Stupidity, but guts. The Yahweh Elohim El Abimelech. So Hashem is Baruch comes to Abimelech. Vacholam Halala, and a dream at night. The Yahweh, he commits Allah Isha Shel Kachma. You're going to die for the woman that you've taken, but he bullets Baal, she's married. So Abimelech, noch an actor. Well, Karavala, he rather sensibly didn't go anywhere near her. Riyama Hashem, Hagoy Gam Tzadik Tari. Will you punish a saintly people? Halo, who Omer? Didn't he say to me, Ahoti? She was my sister. Vehigam he? And she also said, Omer, Ochil, he's my brother. Asom Lavobi, in innocence, when the Khan Kabi, in open hand, Asis is like, I did this. Hashem says, you're a liar. Where's the lie? Where's the lie? Listen to what he says to Hashem Lavorah. Hello, who Omerli Achoisi. Didn't he say to me, she's my sister? But he got me, and she also said, Ochihu, he's my brother. I was innocent. Where's the lie? It's there. Did you spot the lie? What's the difference what he said, Avram said, and he said, Sora said? Read it again. Hello, who Omerli Achoisi. Didn't he say to me, Achoisi, she's my sister? But he got me, and she also said, Omer, Ochihu, he's my brother. What's the difference between the two? Li. Halu of who Omar Li. He said to me, Akhaisi. He is my brother. So she's my sister. Vehi gam he. And she also said, Ohiu. He's my brother. But not to me. Abada. When she was taken into the palace, what do you think she said to Abimelech? I'm a married woman. She never said it. He had said that. Notice how he tries to twist things even to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Do you get this, Rabbi Say? Made that clear? I said, Taka, what do you think she said when she was taken into Abimelech's house? A married woman. Taka, that's exactly how it ends. The episode when Abimelech says, Taka, I made a big mistake. Please daven to get all these terrible things taken away from me. Says the Pasuk, Otsar, Otsar Hashem ba'ad kol rechem lebeis Abimelech. Hashem had stocked up all the bodily orifices of Abimelech. Al devar, Sora? Eishas Avram. Because of the words of Sora. What was the word? I'm a married woman. That's what she said to him. Which said to other people, he can't claim that she said it to him. That's a lie. He can't lie outright to Hashem. Do you realize how subtle this is? There's a Rambam. The Rambam says a Pele de Kazach when it comes to Nebius. Yisrael Yehadas is the seventh Perek of Hilkos Yisrael Yehadas. Yisrael Yehadas is a fundamental. Leidash Akel Manava is Bnei Odom. Hashem is Vara gives Nebius to people. But ein hanavua chola el al chochum godel b'chochum. You should know that to be a novi, you have to be an odom chochum godel b'chochum. In other words, there's no such thing as a stupid novi. You have to be very wise. Gibur b'medoisa, incredibly refined midas, mighty midas. V'lo yeh yitzur mezgabar alov v'dover b'oilam elohum mezgabar b'data al yitzur tamim. You must never let your yitzur hara, a novi never lets his yitzur hara conquer him. But yeah, he consciously fights against it. Baal das rechoba, has an incredible knowledge. Nachoina ad ma'oid, all correct. Adam shuma mona b'kol hamidus eidu. And if somebody's got all those ingredients, shalom begufan, physically perfect. Kashi yichnas l'pardes, yimshach oisa enyoni, magadoidim nechokim, nechoyi lolo izdat, nechoina l'hafkin ahasik, etc. And it could be when the person goes on and tries and works to develop nevias, there might be a shemiz baruch who speaks to him. Might be. Okay. There was a problem on that list. You spot the problem? What's the problem? Sorry? Shalom Begufay. A Nobi has to be physically perfect. What's the problem? Sorry? Oh, that's Ravina. Right? The Adon HaNeviim, the greatest of all Neviim, was not physically perfect. We're not terribly sure what's wrong with Moshe Ravina, but whatever it was pretty dramatic. I was once saying she in South Africa, in Cape Town, and it was a parlor event, there was a sort of number of people there, and it was a mixed audience, people who were Oyla and Yiddishkeit. There's a lady there sitting in front of me, little handkerchief in her hand, smartly dressed lady, a lady but 40, attractive little lady. And at the end of the shiur, she came up and to ask me a question. And she approached me and she said, and I just stood there looking completely blank. And I started to get back, like, who? She said, and a big fellow, big stark, South African, you tend to be very tall, big stark fellow comes up, he put his hand on her shoulder, he said, this is my baby sister. She was involved in a car crash. 2 years ago, and she suffered brain damage. She asked you the following, and he translated what she'd asked. So we don't know what was wrong with Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was so bad, that Aaron had to say, this is what he said. Right? And this taka clear. Why is it that Anobi has to be physically perfect? So it's possible. Because when Anobi, after all, is by definition, the voice of the representative of Hashem's body. For an obi to limp, for an obi, it looks bad. But you know, when the Queen opens Parliament, picture this in your mind: the country's trying to look its best, right? Have you ever seen this? Right? The state opening of Parliament. There's the Queen sitting in a little golden carriage, and she's waving at the world. And there's the soldiers, the silver breastplates in front, the beautiful horses, gold, gorgeous. And in the back of the coach, there are two footmen, and I've seen these fellows little wigs. Little sort of knickerbockers and sort of cathedral socks. And then chocolate down in back of the carriage, okay? Now I want you to imagine that one of these footmen is an amputee. He only has one leg. He is indeed a footman. Okay? Does the Queen of England have subjects in her realm who are amputees? Well, of course she does. But to put one of them on show at a time when you're the country's trying to look of its best, and to have a nobby who sort of comes in like shockley and schlepping a leg behind. Oh, but if that's true, but it wouldn't trouble me, I have to tell you, if a nobby was deaf in one ear or blind in one eye. But zicha of all kastronas a nobby could have, there is a pagam, is that he can't speak. I understand the answer. I have a message from my friend. It's the collector. And it's so bad that Aaron has to say what he said was. So we don't know exactly what it was. But it's bad. So why? If it's an essential fact, it's not my question to answer, it's the question of the Ram. The Ram says, how could it possibly be that he is an Ophir? And the Ram says, it is essential that Moshe Rabbeinu was an exception to the rule, so that in future doiras, nobody could point a finger and say, the reason that Klal Yisrael followed Moshe Rabbeinu out into the desert was because he was such an inspirational and charismatic speaker. He was a joke as a speaker. So bad that his brother had to say, this is what he meant. You know why? Because history is full of brilliant speakers. Alexander the Great is recorded as being a brilliant speaker. Certainly Napoleon was a brilliant speaker. My Rosh Shiva of Leguris, remember him telling me, a friend of his in Germany once was walking in the park in the 1930s, he stood there and somebody was giving a talk, and he stood in the outskirts of the crowd listening to this person, and he was able to stay there for 10 minutes before they noticed him, and he was lucky to escape with his life because the speaker was Hitler, you must show. And he said, this friend of my Rosh Hashiva, he could be made, but when Hitler spoke, it wasn't natural. Once heard on radio, Radio 4, some guy, English guy, who went to hear Hitler speak, wasn't a Nazi, he just had to hear him speak. And Hitler said, in one moment in his speech, the hour is 5 to 10. It was a football stadium, 60,000 people. The hour is 5 to 10. And a fistful of electricity shot all the way through the stadium. And then he came back to us a few minutes later and said, the hour is 5 to 10. The next time he said that, women were fainting. He said it a third time and men were fainting. Now, I don't know how you can invest the words of the hour is 5 to 10 with such clout that people start to think. But he could. History is full of great speakers. But what was the message? It was important that Klal Yisrael followed Moshe Rabbeinu out because it was Emes, not because he was a brilliant speaker. Remember Rosh Kolo and Borah Krapa about telling him, I think it was his father. He used to be a Magid in the old country. And the Magid in the old country, a Magid comes to town, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, somebody Choshen. People flock to hear him. They come into the shul, he stands at the front. Shteitzach Abima in the middle, so people on half the side of the shul. Halfway through his drasha, he'd be telling the story which Mamash has on in tea, a big lump in their throat. So what he used to do is, when they were at that really poignant moment, he would turn his face away and pretend to adjust his glasses so the people on this side couldn't see, and all the people on that side could see, and he'd go like this. And people start to laugh. Now the people on the left-hand side of the shul are laughing. The people on the right-hand side of the shul are still crying. So the laughers are looking at the criers, and the criers are looking at the laughers, and nobody understands why they're laughing, why they're crying. So he stopped and he explained exactly what he did. He said, why? I said, why did I do that? A few moments ago, I had you crying. A few seconds after that, I had you laughing. I can do with you whatever I like. Never listen to somebody because they're a brilliant speaker. The message has to be true. So I'm just hoping. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, Sefer's name in the Torah is a Peladikazach. There is, of course, just one Sefer in the Torah, or Moshe Rabbeinu, when he petitions Hashem as Baruch not to destroy Klal Yisrael, and if you do, rub me out from the Sefer. Hashem of Baruch answered his request. And what Seder was that?
Tzabat.
Right, we just read it. The Seder of Tzabat. Moshe Rabbeinu is omitted from there. Whenever a Tzadik says something, Tzadik goes out, Hashem doesn't. But that's a remarkable Seder to pick, to choose, to omit Moshe Rabbeinu from. Why? It's a Bar Mitzvah Seder. It's a Bar Mitzvah Seder. It always coincides with his birthday normally, and when he died, it's a strange one to choose. The Nine of Torah says, a Mordek is a. He says, in the world's great, and here I mean great numerically, great religions, Christianity and Islam, then the date, which is the birthday of the founder of the religion, is the major festival of the religion. When he kicked the bucket, that's another major festival in their religion. Whereas the birthday of Moshe Rabbeinu, the birthday of Moshe Rabbeinu is not even said explicitly and precisely in the Torah. You can calculate it. But I will say it clearly. Why? Because the most important figure in Yiddishkeit is not Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem is Baruch. And were it to be the case that you listen to somebody, you're inspired by somebody because of the speech, it could be that the person was a shakran. It could be that he was a brilliant speaker, but the message wasn't true. It's essential for a Yid to, as Rabbi Yerucham says, hafchona gedoyla. You've got to know that it's Emmet. And never ever be impressed by somebody because they're a brilliant speaker. The message has to be true. a Yid always has to know. Very nice. Or there is an error.